Wenn man meinst, in Perik Zayin auf Chametz zu Matzah, Halacha Beis, Labonim, Vafilo Shalo, Shnei Shabbein Ovim Kate Hayakotan or Tipesh, Omelo Bini, Kula Okumo Evid Zeb in Mitzrayim, Ubalaila Zeb Pada Osana Gorishbauchu, Yatsano Lacharis. Vimhoya Ben Godavachochom, Modio Masha Eva Lona Bimitzrayim, Venisim Shinasulona de Moshe Venu, the feed Daitel shall be. Just parenthetically, this is not what we want to focus on. But the Rambam here clearly quoting as the Chazal that we quote in the Haggadah about Keneged Avah Bonim Dibra Torah, and the Rambam omits the Ben Rasha. Right, he has the Esh Eino Yodei Lishol on the Tam, the Katan Otipesh, has the Ben Chochem, he omits the Ben Rasha. So what one sees from the Rambam is that the response to the Ben Rasha of Af Ata Hake Ashinav is not a din tzibui tzidus mitzrayim. Adarav, he's not interested in the seaport, and he's not receptive to tzidus mitzrayim. The response to the other three bonim is a din in tzibui tzidus mitzrayim. Okay. But now, Lagufa Shalinya, As the Torah Shebichsav already depicts, the Mishnah and Psochim, the Rambam, the Halacha, there's a mitzvah lodi al abonim, and to be proactive in so doing, afilu l'shalom. And it's this which gives rise to the characterization of the Leil HaSeder as a night of Masorah, a night of Torah Sheva'al Peh, and of course that's all correct and a fundamental perspective. But kimidume, that there's another perspective. There's an additional perspective here on the significance of this emphasis of Lohodi al Avonim. And to, for that perspective to emerge, we need to review a few other instances. Let's begin with the Rambam quoting from Maseches Psochim in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, where Chazal explain the background to the fact that we insert Baruch Shem after Pasuk Rishon of Shema. Hakori Kriya Shema, the Rebbe writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, based on the Sugya in Psochem, Kshehu Gomer Pasuk Rishon, Omer Balachash Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al Olam Vod, V'chozi v'kari k'darko v'ahavta es Hashem alokecha ad sofa. V'lo makorin kein. Masoresi b'yadeinu. We have a tradition. Shebeshor shekibetz Yaakov v'avinu azbonav b'mitzrayim b'shas misaso, tzivam v'zerezam al yichad Hashem, v'al darach Hashem shoholach v'avam v'yitzchak aviv. So on his deathbed, Yaakov Avinu, the living tzavah that he gave to the Shifteka was about Yichud Hashem, Darach Hashem. V'shalosam v'amal lehem bonai, shema yesh b'chem psalas, she'ena omed imi, Kiinyan Shama Lana Moshe Benim Penyesh Bachem Isha Isha. Onu Kulam Ve Onu Lo Shma Yisrael Hashem Alakian Hashem Echad. Kuloma Shma Mimenu Avinu Yisrael Hashem Alakainu Hazagin Ve Onu Bach Shem Kod Malchusa La Olam Vod. Lefichach Nagu Kol Yisrael Loma Shevach Zeh Sheshibach Bo Yisrael Hazakein Acha Pasuk Zeh. There seems to be a little gap, big gap, in this explanation. So when the Shift Kohat said Shema Yisrael, they were addressing their father, and because he was being addressed And hearing this affirmation of Yichud Hashem, so that response of Baruch Hashem. But clearly, the Rambam isn't intimating to us that when we say Kriya Shema, we're addressing Yaakov Avinu. When we say Shema Yisrael, so we're not addressing Yaakov Avinu. So how does the traditional account of shall Yaakov Avinu, how does that make sense of the Minig Yisrael to say Baruch Hashem? So the simple pshat in the Rambam is. So what taka? So let's leave aside the this masor shibiyadenu, this maisa shahoya. So Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the Torah's quintessential formulation of Yichud Hashem. What's the Shema Yisrael? So clearly, when a person is miyached Hashem, it's not just beino levein kono, but it's something which is outer directed. It's something which the person is projecting. Now, it may be the case, it's always true, conceptually, it's always true, ideally. It may be the case that befoal, he actually has an audience. It may be the case befoal that he doesn't have an audience, that he's saying Shema B'Yachidus. But when a person is saying Shema Yisrael, a person is being miyached Shem Hashem, when a person is affirming Yichud Hashem, he's being mashmiya Yichud Hashem. When we say Shema Yisrael, it may be we're in the presence of a minion. Maybe there's a microcosm of Knesset Yisrael. Maybe there isn't. But regardless of who's there at that moment, the definitionally, when a person is being miyached Hashem, he's being mashmiya Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is something that a person projects. And that's the pshat, Shema Yisrael. What emerges? When a person says Shema, he's really role-playing, as it were, two different roles. He's, on the one hand, being mashmiya, affirming Yichud Hashem, but on the other hand, he's being mashmiya to Knesset Yisrael. He's also the audience. And Memela, a person, therefore responds the same way Yaakov Avinu, when he was the audience, when the affirmation of the Shiftei Kov, Yichud Hashem, was projected, was directed towards Yaakov Avinu, so he responds with Baruch Shem. So that's how we respond also. When a person says Shema, he's both Mashmiya v'Shomea. Yitochen, that when the Rambam concludes, so again, the phrase "Nagu Kol Yisrael" is a very natural phrase. There's nothing about it that's Omer Dorsheni, but Yitochen, that in this context, we're also supposed to see how the same word Yisrael refers to Sheshibach bo Yisrael hazaken, but the same word also refers to Knesset Yisrael, and that's how the Rambam is intimating that again, that just as when the Shiftei Kor said Shema Yisrael, so they were being Mashmiya Yichud Hashem, we're also being Mashmiya Yichud Hashem, not to Yaakov Avinu, but to Kol Yisrael, and the one who's being the audience. Memela, we answer Baruch Hashem. One Maram Malkum. A second, much more straightforward Maram Malkum, with which you're all familiar, just to review. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Gimel, talking about Avas Hashem. For Amru, Chazal say in the Sefri, "Shemitzvah zo, the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, koleles gamkein, shenidrosh v'nikro ha'anoshim kulam la'avodosa yis'ale u'lahamin bo." V'ahavta eis Hashem, ahavei v'alabiyos. Kavam avicha shenema v'sanefesh she'osu v'chorem. Ritzonim lomer. Kemo Avram bavo shayoi v'ashem kemo sheheye v'akosu v'avram o'avi. Shehoye gamkein v'godol hasodosu darish ha'anoshim ala amuno mechozik ha'avosu tidrosh ha'anoshim ala. Second Maramo. The third Maramo. The mission of us that Halomed Amanas Lamed is speaking beyond the little more than Lamed. When a person learns Torah, a person has to learn Amanas Lamed. And Kayodua Adkisvis, that little more than Lamed, together form one single indivisible mitzvah. So what emerges, Rabosai, from these three instances? The pattern that emerges is that emuna, something that a person is obligated to share. And perhaps in addition to these three halachas that we mentioned, vivid portrayal of this. When the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Avot describes Avraham Avinu's relentless and ultimately successful quest for emes and discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the libo mishotet umeven, he was constantly exploring and discerning and incrementally coming closer and closer to the truth until ultimately atshehisig derech ha'emes v'hevit kar ha'tzadik midaito ha'nechona Perek Aleph Hilchos Avot HaZohar Halacha Gimel. Now, let's notice how the Rambam continues here. The Kevan Shehike V'yada recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once Avraham Avinu had this clear understanding, Hike V'yada, Hischa Lohashev Tshuvas Avnei V'kastav V'laruch Din Imayim. Right away, he began to disseminate. The minute Avraham Avinu becomes a ma'amin, that very minute he becomes emuna is not something that a person can possess. How do we understand that? What's the machayev? Which we are the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs is machodam, again returning to Sefer HaMitzvahs, ki kishetohav odam Tosim libcho alav utashabchayhu utavake shoanoshim lav also. You read a good book, you get excited a little bit, so you tell all your friends about it. Right? We all do the actual thing. A person has Avas Hashem, it's Avas Hashem. But Kimiduma, it's not the only Mechayev. It's interesting that here in Perek Aleph, the Rambam clearly associate Avraham Avinu's teaching and dissemination of Emunah with his Avas Hashem, he doesn't establish Kevin Shehike V'yada V'nasa Oivas Hashem. No. The Rambam is intimating that there's another mechayev as well. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Is the audio coming across now, Ravosa?
It is now.
It is. Okay. Thank you. The Rambam Perek Aleph of the Zohar doesn't explicitly frame Avraham Avinu's teaching in terms of Avas Hashem. it seems that even independent of Avos Hashem, that there's an additional mechayev, that the Emunah itself is mechayev, which is also suggested in Hilchos Kriya Shema, that Yichud Hashem is something that a person projects. And the Chavar, there are at least two additional mechayvim in why one shears Emunah. One is because Yichud Hashem, there are two aspects to Yichud Hashem. One is absolute, immutable, is a reality. Hashem Echad Einod Muvada. We play no role in that. It's an absolute, immutable, it's not even accurate to describe it as an eternal truth. It's something which transcends time, the boundaries of time. But there is an aspect of Yichud Hashem, not sort of the objective truth and reality, but the degree to which that reality is perceived and acknowledged and understood. And that's also an aspect of Yichud Hashem. And there, for us to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, it's not only a question of recognizing and affirming the objective reality, but it's helping to create the reality in the here and now in terms of people's understanding and people's recognitions. And that also is a mechayev of why a person who's mamin b'yichud Hashem has to project it, has to broadcast it, Shema Yisrael. A second perspective, a second mechayim. The third lachar is as follows. What's the din halacha lemaisa? Let's say let's say Rachman Litzlan, you have a case where someone is nifter, then his family, let's say the Yorshim, one of the Yorshim is going through the attic or something. And he finds a very, very valuable heirloom. So what's the din? Because he found the heirloom in the attic, he keeps it? No. The heirloom is part of the Yorsha. Belongs to all the Yorsha. The fact that he happened to be the one who was cleaning up the attic and found it doesn't give him license to hold on to it. It doesn't mean that he's entitled to it as personal property, and he certainly has an obligation to share it with the other Yorsha. Kevin Shehike V'yoda. Kevin Shehike V'yoda. That what? Sheyesham Eloka Echad. V'hu Manega Galgo V'hu Bore Hakol. Avram Avinu intuited that he has no right to hold on to that emunah for himself and not to share it. Emunah b'Hashem is something that belongs to everyone. And Mela kevin shehike v'yada, so right away, hischil l'hashiv tshuvos al b'nei v'kastim. Three mechayvim, a mechayv of Avos Hashem, a mechayv that Yichud Hashem also, there's a dimension of Yichud Hashem that means that Yichud Hashem is recognized in the world. So hence, our mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is not just recognition and affirmation, but also projection. And finally, a person can't keep for himself what belongs to the call. Torah tziv alonu Moshe, Moshe kivas Yaakov, a person learns, it has to be al menas lalamed. It's not one's personal property that one can keep within one's own dalet amos. And certainly, that's the case for emuna as well. Mitzvah zeh shel Torah, perek zayin, halacha aleph, mechametz umata. Mitzvah zeh shel Torah, the sapir benisim and the flows, shenasu lavasen b'mitzvah, b'lal chamishas benisim, shenam zochos v'yom hazeh, asher yitzasim b'mitzvah. The kiyum of being mesapir benisim and the flows is to reinforce emuna. The nisim and the flaws of Mitzrayim is the man teda ki ani Hashem, ani Hashem mekarev oretz, ki ein kamoni b'chol oretz. Okay, now those psukim are said by the other markers as well, but all of that is certainly concentrated and compressed into my. So sibu yitzias Mitzrayim is to be mechazek, to reinforce, hopefully not just reinforce, but deepen, broaden, intensify one's emunah. Memela, in Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah lehodia le'abonim v'afilu l'shalom. The mitzvah so'erev is to be mechazek emunah, to be ma'amek emunah, through ever, kevan shehike v'yada, so a person has to share it. And here, okay, so we're not Avraham Avinu, and the world is not our stage. But the ikar stage in the context of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim are the bonim, and that's the. B'chora, a perspective on this. The it's worth thinking how it translates is not going to be entirely uniform for each of us. It's worth, obviously, this yesod, which expresses itself in the context of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not limited to Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This chiyuv, which is paramount, Leil Chamishasa, is not limited to Leil Chamishasa. The mitzvah of emunah is that a person should have emunah, but he also should be a source. We need to ponder what the implications of that are, what the consequences of that are. And b'li neder, v'ezus Hashem, o'od chazal amalit. Have a very, very good night, a good Shabbos, everyone should be well, be safe, v'ezus Hashem.